This is WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. 5 seconds until 7 p.m., BULOVA, Bolivar Watch Time. The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with a tune from On the Avenue. He Ain't Got Rhythm. Soon be here with the sun streaming through the windows and showing up everything in the room. It's embarrassing to have the light fall across some of the shabby places on a floor, showing up dust and dirt collected in the cracks. If you're wise, you'll protect your floors against dirt and wear with Johnson's Glow Coat. This remarkable no-rubbing polish seals the pores and cracks, shuts dirt right out. Glow Coat quickly changes dull, dingy floors into bright, shining surfaces that you can be proud of. And it's so easy to use. Just apply and let dry. The drying time, 20 minutes. Order Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat tomorrow in the attractive yellow can. Oh yes, remember, you save money by buying the larger sizes. A big evening with the McGees and with all of us, too. The 100th broadcast of Fibber, McGee, and Molly, and here they are.
Imagine it, Molly. 100 consecutive broadcasts. Seems just like a dream.
Like a dream? Why, that's what the sponsor said the other night. Almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, he didn't say it was a dream exactly. He just said he hadn't slept very good for a couple of years.
Well, anyway, it's like Zan says to me. That's my brother, Alexander.
Oh.
Like Zan says when he was working on the roof and his wristwatch fell off. He says, he never saw the time go so fast. You get it, Molly? I see.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. I got others. 100 broadcasts. What a night. Who sent you the nosegay?
Ixnay on the Igpay Atenlay. Who did what?
I said, who sent you the nosegay, the flowers?
Oh, I thought you were talking pig Latin. The Uncle Dennis sent him.
Oh, then I should have talked pig Latin.
Why?
Your Uncle Dennis was a champ hog caller once, wasn't he?
Sure, but now he's hauling machinery on a truck. It's about the same thing.
Same thing? Calling hogs and trucking machinery?
Why, sure. Hog calling, cog hauling.
God,
not much different.
I never did understand why your Uncle Dennis ever left the circus. I thought he had a good job there.
He did, but he was fired for carelessness.
What'd he do?
He mislaid an elephant someplace.
Probably sneaked it out and sold it to somebody for a bookend.
Oh, Uncle Dennis would never have done that.
No, nobody ever told him about bookends, I guess. Come think about it, I don't believe anybody ever told him about books, even.
Oh, now, McGee, you're always... Oh, hello, Ted.
Oh, hi, Ted.
Listen, Molly and Fibber.
Yeah?
Allow me to be the first to congratulate you on behalf of myself and the boys.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted. You tell the boys it's just the natural result of brains, perseverance, and hard work.
What's hard work got to do with it? You just had a darn good horse, that's all.
Hey, now, listen here, Weems. You're a good guy and all that, but I ain't going to let you stand there and call Molly a horse.
Who called Molly a horse? I was talking about Rosemont. I heard you won some money on him last week.
Oh, we thought you were congratulating us on our 100th broadcast for Johnson's Wax. Yeah.
Your 100th broadcast? Say, is that all it's been? Seems like 1,000. Say, boys, you know what?
Why, the ungratitude of that guy. He ought to be proud to be associated with us. 100 performances. Say, I'll bet some of those other radio shows envy us.
Oh, sure. Mm. Poor old Rudy Valley. Mm. He's only been on the air about 7 years.
Yeah. Well, Rudy Valley's an exception. I mean...
And Amos and Andy. They've only been on about 8 or 9 years. They'll never catch up with us now.
Oh, you know what I meant. 100 weeks, and they say it only takes a year to really establish a show.
Well, it only takes 20 minutes to establish a beautiful finish on your floor's linoleum with Johnson's Glow Coat. And look,
Harpo.
There's no... Oh, hello, folks. Excuse me for butting in. I guess I was just carried away by my enthusiasm.
As long as you're carried away, I don't care what does it.
Now, McGee... Remember, Mr. Wilcox has been with us for 100 weeks.
That's right. And say, Fibber, it's certainly been swell working with you two.
Working? Working. Why, all you do is mention Johnson's Wax a couple of times.
Oh, now listen, McGee. Mr. Wilcox has worked hard. Why, just look at him. All bent over with work and worry.
Yes.
Why don't you straighten your shoulders, Harpo? Stand up like a man. What's the idea of going around all bent over like that?
Well, I just got tired of being a straight man for you, that's all. So long.
Hey, what's the door slam for? He's still standing right there.
Yeah, but... he ain't sensitive. One more slam is nothing in his young life.
And we were riding around in a ring.
Oh, hi, Ferry.
Terry Como.
Say, I hear this is your 100th Johnson Wax program.
You betcha, bud.
That's right, Perry.
My girl says her folks have heard every one of your shows.
Oh, well, now, isn't that fine?
Thanks, Perry.
That's a tough job week after week.
What, broadcasting our show?
No, listening to it.
You better sing, son.
Call us while we're romancing on the mall, dancing to the call of love. There's magic in a lovely tune beneath the silvery summer moon, with starry skies and fireflies to light our pathway, dancing to love's call. And sweet music on the lawn.
To their sponsor, Johnson's Wax, remember? On the occasion of their 100th broadcast, Fibber and Molly are on their way to send Mr. Johnson a telegram of thanks. Here they are approaching the telegraph office.
Hey, where is this telegraph office anyway, Molly?
Well, wait a minute. I'll ask this man.
Yeah.
You-hoo, mister.
Hello, Babushka. Hello, Tabaris. What can I do you out of?
Listen, bud, we're looking for the telegraph office. You know where it is?
Sure, Tabaris. It is being right across the street from Little Russian Restaurant.
And where's the Russian restaurant?
Right across the street from telegraph office, Babushka.
But where's either one of them?
Either one is across the street from the other one. Bumble Bow, you go straight ahead until first turn to right. Da?
Da.
Da.
Da. Then you are making right turn four times. Da?
Da.
Da, da.
Don't take advantage that way, Molly. Listen, Vodka, we turn to the right four times and then... I say, that brings us right back to where we are now.
Sure, Tavares.
Well,
by that time, maybe I'm remembering where is Russian restaurant across from telegraph office.
Well, I guess we'll just... Oh, here comes Elmo Tanner. Let's ask him. Hey, Elmo.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Tanner.
Hello, folks. What's on your mind?
We want to send a telegram.
And you can't think of anything to say. I see. Well, how about happy birthday and many more of them?
Happy
birthday. Or we'll be home on the 1247.
Love. On the 1247 what?
Well, it depends on where you're coming from. Or listen, how about it's a bouncing boy, 9 pounds, both doing well.
Oh, dear. Listen, Elmo, it's nobody's birthday and we aren't coming from anywhere.
Or going anywhere.
You're telling me.
And nobody has a baby.
Why, they have, too.
Who?
Thousands of people have babies. I know some people myself who have one.
Oh. Elmo, all we want from you is to tell us where the telegraph office is. We want to send a telegram.
What about?
About our 100th broadcast.
Well, when is it?
When is it? Why, tonight, right now. This is it.
Then why send a telegram? It's too late to warn anybody now.
Okay, let it go, Elmo. Let it go.
Okay, prepaid or collect?
Prepaid.
I'll take care of it.
He'll take care. Well, wait a minute, Molly. I'm going in this place here and ask him where the telegraph office is.
Well, hurry, McGee.
Come on in, Molly.
Why?
This is it.
Yes, sir?
Huh?
I said yes, sir.
Yes, sir, what?
Just yes, sir. Which, translated from the ancient Egyptian, means what's on your mind.
Oh, you mean what do I want, eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we want to send a telegram.
Yes, sir. Domestic or cable, full rate or deferred, night letter, ship radiogram, night message, or day letter.
Just a common, ordinary telegram.
Well, what's the matter, sis? Don't you handle ordinary telegrams?
One moment, please. I'm looking it up.
Oh.
Why, yes, sir, we do. How did you know?
I dreamed it last night, sis. Then I looked it up in the dream book, and there it was on page 28, right between white horses, red-headed gals, and being chased by a snake.
Get on with the telegram.
Yes, madam. To whom did you wish to send it to?
Our sponsor. It's our 100th program on their air.
You know, sis. Fibber McGee and Molly?
Who?
Fibber McGee and Molly, Monday night.
What about Monday night?
We're on then, on the radio.
Gee, me too. Who do you listen to?
We don't listen. We broadcast. Fibber McGee and Molly.
Haven't you got a radio? You can listen on mine if you wanted to.
Oh, listen, sis. We're radio actors.
Oh, yeah?
We're on every Monday. Listen to us sometime.
Gee, I don't have time Mondays. I'm always listening to the radio Mondays.
Oh, dear.
Get on with the telegram, McGee.
Okay, you come back in a few minutes, sis. I got to compose the telegram.
Certainly, sir. If there's anything of which I can do to be of service to you, just let me know, sir.
See, now, telegraph, blank, pencil. Well, now let's figure out what we're going to say.
Okay. Well, how about this, McGee?
Mm-hmm.
On the occasion of our 100th broadcast for you, may we express our deep appreciation for what you have done for us, and may our next 100 weeks with Johnson's Wax be just as pleasant, signed Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, that's a lot of words, Molly. That costs a lot of dough. You're way over the 10-word mark, you know.
Well, heavenly days, what can you say in 10 words?
Well, you can say Johnson's glow coat makes floors and linoleum shine like you again.
Oh. What you doing in here, Harpo?
I'm sending a nasty telegram to my ex-girl.
Your ex-girl? Why, what happened, Miss Wilcox?
She met a fence salesman and gave me the gate.
Oh, I see. So you're sending her a barbed wire.
A barbed wire. Say, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it has its point. Well, can we help you decompose the telegram?
Yes, you can. How do you spell nyeh?
Spell what?
Nyeh.
I think you better call her up instead.
Yeah.
Say, I never thought of that. Thanks.
Can I be of any service to you? We have regular forms, you know, to cover almost any contingency.
Contingency, sis?
What?
It's tin, not trin. Tin.
Tin what?
10 words or less. Have you any form telegrams, dearie, to thank a sponsor for 100 weeks on his air?
Let's see. No, but here's one thanking a host for taking us to 10 nights in the bar room.
No, I don't quite fit the circumstances, sis, I'm afraid.
How about this one? Thanking a judge for giving you only 30 days.
Well, no, it's not quite the sentence.
This is to go to our sponsor, sis, on our 100th broadcast.
Mimi, look again.
Broadcast.
Here. Wonderful broadcast last night. Stop. You never sang better, love.
Well, that'd be fine if our sponsor was a singer.
I'm sorry. I guess this contingency never come up before. I'll mention it in my report.
I'll skip it, babe. Let's see. Suppose we just say, thanks and appreciation for 100 very happy weeks for Johnson's Wax. And may we all... Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
Don't mention it, my little telegraph blank. Here, my dear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Send this telegram right away. I got it right here.
Yes, sir. To whom did you wish it to go to?
To Mr. Morganfeller. Carol Morganfeller, 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 and Scrim.
Somebody's selling Morganfeller short.
Quiet, my little wire hair, quiet. See, here's the message, my dear. Will not sell my shares of stock under 3 million. Have been offered 2 million cash by Wall Street interest. Signed, Horatio K. Boomer.
Heavenly days, McGee. 3 million.
Wow. That will be 42 cents, sir.
Oh, yes. 42 cents. 42 cents. Now, let me see. 42 cents. I've got 2 cigarette pictures, special delivery stamps, few crumbs of peanut brittle and a short beer. Ah, yes. Tell me, my dear, can you make change for $100 bill?
Yes, sir.
Well, how disconcerting. How very interesting, yes. Well, you don't see many of them these days. Yes, just send the telegram collect. Yes, thank you.
Now, listen, McGee.
Hmm?
Suppose we just say, on our 100th broadcast...
You don't have to say 100. Just say 100.
That's right. We save a word that way.
Hey, what's that, sis?
It's a message for you, sir. You're Mr. McGee. Mm-hmm.
That's us. What does it say? Read it, McGee.
It says, Dear Fibber and Molly, having fine tune, wish you would hear. Signed, Ted Wien. Oh, come on, Molly, let's sit down.
You tonight, stop. I wish I could kiss you tonight, stop. Want to let you know just how I am.
So I'm sending you this telegram. The weather is rainy and cold. Stop. The next house to our house was sold. Stop. Lovely neighbors moved in, by the way. Came around to borrow eggs today. Here's some news that's really news. Mr. Brown became a pop. Don't forget to wire and say, congratulations. Stop. My darling, there's so much to write. Stop. A letter will follow tonight. Stop. Wonder if you're lonely as I am. Now I've got to close this telegram. I love you, stop. Mean it, stop. Phone me, stop. Write me, stop. But don't stop loving me.
Parker Gibbs singing the Telegram Song. Now, it's all very well to tell you how much more attractive your floors and linoleum will look if you protect them with Johnson's Glow Coat. But somewhere back in your mind, perhaps, is the thought that Glow Coat may be hard to apply. It may mean quite a little work and bother to put it on the floor. So let me banish that thought once and for all. Johnson's Glow Coat is very easy to apply. It's a liquid polish. You merely spread a little of this liquid lightly over the floor surface without bearing down or rubbing in. You won't even soil your hands if you use the long-handled applier. Glow Coat dries right before your eyes to a beautiful bright polish that protects the floor from wear and seals it against dirt and stains. The drying time is just 20 minutes. Nothing could be easier than to make your floor sparkle like new with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Now back to the telegraph office, where Fibber and Molly are still trying to get their telegraphic thanks down to an economical minimum.
Well, now let's see, McGee. We got to get the number of words down.
Yeah.
How about, it's been wonderful being on your program these 100 weeks. We certainly
hope. That's 10 words right there.
Oh, dear, and I was just starting. Why?
Oh, hi there, bud. We in your way here?
No, I just want to send a telegram to my contractor. He's building new parts on my summer cottage, and I find it's going to cost me too much.
Oh, we'll be glad to help you with it. What's his name?
Stump.
Oh. What's yours, bud?
Droop. Why?
Droop. Oh, shucks, that works out pretty good, bud. Just say, dear Stump, stop. Stop starting stoop. Stop. Too steep. Stop. True.
That's fine. That's accurate.
Now, if you'd only get that magnificent brain to work on your own problems, McGee, we might get someplace.
Okay, how about this? Dear sponsor, celebrating our centennial today.
No. Centennial means 100 years.
What's the word for 100 weeks?
Centiweekial.
Celebrating our centiweekial. Are you sure that's right?
Well, no, but I...
Hello? Yeah. Messenger? Sure, we'll send him right over. Yes, ma'am. He'll be right there. Messenger. Messenger, wake up.
Yes, ma'am.
Go to Mrs. Wheatleck at 14th and Oak Street and hurry.
Yes, ma'am. Well, hi, Miss McGee. Hi, ma'am.
Emily Day, silly Watson.
Hi, Phil. You a messenger?
Yes, I've been messing for a long time, please.
Well, you can't make much of that work, can you, silly?
No, ma'am, but my girl, Rosebud Jackson, she like a man while wear the uniform, please, ma'am. He say it give me diggity.
It gives you what?
Diggity. Rosebud said there ain't nothing got more diggity than a uniform.
Well, she said dignity, didn't she, Sal?
Yes.
Well, you says diggity.
Yes.
Well, can't you say dignity?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, say it then.
I don't have to say it, boss. I got it. I'm not probably the most dignified man Rosebud knows. She say I...
Oh, look, silly. There goes Rosebud Jackson out there now.
Well, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There she is. Hot dignity. Hey, Rosebud, wait up for silly.
Well, we're not getting anywhere, McGee. Start writing.
Hey, I just happened to think of something. Hey, sis.
Yes, sir?
We save any dough on our telegram if I send it myself. I'm an old telegraph operator, you know. Just let me ask that
key. Against the rules, mister. Did you say you was an operator?
You betcha, sis. I was the best-known telegraph man with the whole UJG and TIE railroad.
The UJG and TIE. What does that mean?
That means use Johnson's glow coat and take it easy.
Oh.
I thought you were calling up your girl.
I was, but I just got word that King George has given my cousin a title, and I want to congratulate him.
Well, that's easy. Send him a night letter.
Oh, a night letter. How do you like it?
Did you say you was formerly a telegraph operator, Mr. McGee?
You betcha, sis. Why, at one time, every telegraph operator in the country knew my hand on the key. Every time they heard tidit, 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 dit, dit, they'd say, well, there's old Morse Code McGee. Morse Code McGee, they called me in them days. Morse Code McGee, miracle man of messages and magnificent metal marble making monkeys, a minor minions messing with Morse.
McGee, remember you promised to stick to the truth.
Well, come on, sis, how about it?
Sorry, sir, I'm afraid I can't allow you to send it yourself.
Oh, sure.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to send a telegram.
One side, McGee. Let the man send his telegram.
Okay, bud. What's the message?
None of your business, McGee.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, what's the message, sir?
I love you. I love you. I love you. How many words is that?
Nine, sir. You got one more.
One more? Make it long.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Love.
Yes, that's it. I'm sending it to my wife.
We don't care who you send it to, mister.
So really? Let's send it to Gene Harlow.
Gene Harlow. I thought that guy was nutty.
McGee. You know what you want to say yet?
Sure I do. Take this down, sis. Johnson's Wax, Racine, Wisconsin. Many thanks for 100 weeks on air with you. Signed, Sir McGee and Molly. How's that, Molly? Only 9 words.
9 words sounds a little cheap, McGee. You might as well cut it down farther than that. Why don't you just say, thanks for last 100 weeks?
How about 100 weeks, thanks?
Well, that's not bad, but... Well, why not just say, many weeks, many thanks?
Yeah, or for that matter, just many thanks.
Or just thanks. They'll know what for.
I think you got something there, mm-hmm. McGee. Send that, dearie. Just one word. Thanks.
Okay. Gee, here's an answer already.
What's it say?
You're welcome.
You know, this telegraph business is great stuff. Why, when I was a radio operator...
Oh, thanks for reminding me, McGee.
Hmm?
I gotta go to the hairdresser.
You were talking about radio. Oh, you mean you're going to the hairdresser to get your headset?
No, I got an appointment for a short wave.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and inviting you all to join us again next Monday night at this same time. Until then, good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.